We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who's going to rip his heart out? I'm the best ever.
Now, back to the Dave Sinclair Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, back on KMOX, Chris Raby with you. It's Sports Open Line until 7, and then it's Chili's Week in Hockey with Alex and Amy. Blues back on the ice tomorrow in Calgary against the Flames. As I said, final show of the year for me. Thought I would talk about a couple of things that were important, and especially something that was super important, one of the most important things to me, I think, over the course of this year. And that's where my friends Kyle and Sadie come in, telling the story of their daughter, Emma, and the foundation that they have started, now Champion, and are doing incredible things with Emma's memory.
All right, so holiday season, my friends Kyle Finke, Sadie Finke, are in St. Louis via Chicago, soon to go back to Chicago. They live in Chicago. Sadie is from St. Louis. Kyle is, do you tell people you're from Chicago or you're from South Carolina, Greenville?
I think it depends who I'm talking to.
Yeah?
Kind of go in between. I say I'm half and half usually, which is probably about right, give or take a year or two.
But you and I met Kyle through one of my buddies from high school, Sadie. We met at Mizzou.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. Clemson Tigers
Go
as
Tigers.
Well. I had a fun afternoon and evening at Clemson once.
Once or twice.
Tailgating. And now you two are married and live in Chicago. And I've talked with folks before, and I've talked on the show before about your incredible daughter, Emma, and Emma's memory, what you guys are doing right now. But since it's the holiday season and I wanted to spend my last live show of 2018 and last live show before Christmas talking about some things that are important to me and the people I care about, I asked you guys to swing by. So if you don't mind, let's talk about Emma and talk about how you guys got to where you are right now and the incredible things that you're doing right now. Sadie, when you start to tell this story, I know you've told it so many times now, where do you start? Where does the story begin for you guys?
Oh gosh, how far back do you want me to go?
Just go.
Emma was born.
So it was the fall of 2004. You were in Pi Beta Phi and I was in Phi Kappa Psi.
This is true. Back when I met the lovely Christopher Raby. No, we had our daughter, Emma. She was born the day after Christmas, 2016. She was perfect in every single way. Unfortunately, four months after she was born, she was diagnosed with two brain tumors. They shortly thereafter, she had two brain surgeries, a whole lot of other surgeries, countless rounds of chemotherapy, some stem cell transplants, three stem cell transplants. And we spent most of 10 months at Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago with the incredible staff at the pediatric brain tumor program at Lurie. The doctors, the nurses, they all took incredible, incredible care of Emma. But on February 2nd of this year, Emma passed away. And in the moment that she passed away, we were able to donate her tumors to researchers and the doctors at Lurie Children's. And in that moment, we decided that we didn't want anybody else to have to undergo what we did and what Emma did during her short life. So in coinciding with us being able to donate her tumors to the researchers, we also felt it was important to also financially support them as well. Over the course of the last couple of years, we now understand that pediatric brain tumor research only gets 4% of the government funding for cancer research, and our kids deserve more than 4. So we founded Emma's Memory in hopes that we can help these researchers have more than 4% of funding, but also to find a cure to prevent kids from going through what Emma went through, and to prevent families from understanding the horrible loss that we went through.
It's incredible, and I can't even imagine some of the decisions and some of the things that happen after tragedy like that. And Kyle, people might not realize why it was important and why it was so incredible that you guys were able, first of all, to donate the tumors because of the things and the type of treatment that Emma was not exposed to that can give researchers information that they would never otherwise get with an adult, someone, heaven forbid, our age or someone older, right?
Yeah. The ability to donate her tumor, which hadn't been touched by radiation, I think was pretty unique. So Emma was diagnosed with ATRT, and that treatment protocol usually calls for radiation. And so radiation, I'm not a scientist, apparently changes the structure and the makeup of the tumor. So Emma never underwent radiation because she was too young. So we were able to sort of donate that untouched by radiation to the scientists, and they were able to put it into some of the trials they're working on. And the team at Lurie is working on at least two different trials that are sort of unique and aren't being done anywhere else in the country.
It's unbelievable.
Emma's tumor is part of it, which is kind of the best part about it.
Right.
It's incredible. And another thing that I think people don't realize, and people don't realize, like you said, how little funding goes to pediatric brain tumor research. Do you guys remember like the moment when you're like, we want to do something and we want to try to raise some money, and it's insane what you've done in 10 months, but do you remember that moment and how you started to kind of mobilize yourselves?
It started probably right around her funeral. We had this idea that we wanted to do it. Our cousins opened, it wasn't GoFundMe, it was someone that GoFundMe actually recently just bought, but they opened it up and they put it online for everyone at the funeral. So I think a lot of people started contributing then. So they built up a pretty nice account at that point. And then we actually decided to take off and go to Costa Rica for a week. And I think really most of this stuff was born sitting on the beach in Costa Rica, probably spending way too much time on our phones, on the Wi-Fi, sitting in the sand. But that was really where things took off. And so we contacted Lurie to get things moving at that point.
We have an incredible network of hospitals here in St. Louis and incredible resources for families and for children. But explain, if listeners aren't familiar, what Lurie Children's Hospital is like and the experience that you guys had and now continue to have with that hospital, with the staff, with the entire organization.
Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago is one of the most incredible places I've ever been in my life. Walking in those doors the very first day, I was scared to death. Coming in with a sick child, coming in not knowing, coming in scared for my life and for my daughter's life. But they took us in with open arms, with all of the knowledge in the world. This place is designed for kids.
It's like a theme park almost.
It is like a theme park. I mean, the whole first floor is like you're in an aquarium.
And each one of whale hanging from the ceiling.
I mean,
coral.
Each one of the floors is like a different animal. And I mean, it is so designed for kids that, you know, Emma was maybe unfortunately too young to enjoy some of the wonderful things that they have for kids to do while they are in the hospital. But through some of the families that we've met and some of the people that we know, you know, having gone through this, it's a one of a kind place. The staff has just been phenomenal since day one. The team that we were given, you know, I'll give a shout out to Dr. Pele Smiley, our APN, Aaron McDonough. All of the staff, they were just incredible, from the nurses to the housekeepers to the people who would come and check on us in the middle of the night. I mean, it was incredible. Still to this day, we keep in touch with most of them, a lot of them. Some of the nurses have become our friends. I know that kind of seems a little taboo, but we lived with these people and they took care of us for 10 months while we were living there, because we didn't leave. We lived there. They've become part of our family, and we're really grateful for all of the support that they gave us during the 10 months that we were at the hospital, but also through the support that they've given us since her death and as we continue to raise money for them. So
raising not just money, but you guys are doing more than that. And when I think about right after this tragedy is born this incredible idea and this action and this mobilization, what was the initial thought? What was your initial goal? And then let's talk about what you guys have done over the course of 2018 and what you're going to continue to do and how people can help.
Yeah. I think the one thing we noticed being in the hospital and spending so much time there, you see names on every single wall, on every window seat, nurse's station, doctor's room. So I think
they're named after somebody who has spent time there and who lived there just like we did.
So I think some of the people here probably know, like, Rizzo, Anthony Rizzo has a big mural on the 18th floor. You know, the hospital's right in the middle of the city, right on the lakefront. So it's a 22-story building. You have great views of the city. And one of the things that we wanted to do with the oncology floor expanding to the other half was to get a window seat in Emma's name. So we spent a lot of time up there. We thought it was just kind of a good tribute to her and also a way to thank the staff there for everything that they did for us. So when we contacted Lurie, we found out it was $300,000 to get a window seat named. So that was our goal. We originally were thinking that it was going to take 5 years. We signed on for 5 years to raise $300,000. And we just set to work. We did our first event in Greenville in April, Greenville, South Carolina, of April of last year.
And we should say as well, it's Emma's Memory, and it's emmasmemory.org.
Thanks.
And April, so 2 months later, you guys are in Greenville.
2 months later. Yeah. I don't...
You say Greenville or Greenville?
Greenville.
Greenville.
So
yep. It's like Knoxville.
This is the part where I'm from Chicago, so it's Greenville. But
okay.
Yeah.
So 2 months later, you guys are in Greenville, and you've gone from a GoFundMe or a page to this idea to saying, we want to raise $300,000. We think we can do it in 5 years. And now you've got boots on the ground. What was the first event?
So we called it Beer, Barbecue, and Brain Tumors. We had it at our good friends at Brewery 85 in Greenville. Pretty tiny little brewery, but...
Let me just say, Emma loved to drink.
She
was a booze hound.
If you had an ice cube in your glass, her fingers
sticking
were in
fingers
it.
In it.
So we set up shop in Brewery 85. They gave us kind of the bottling area. And had a couple people play some music, got some barbecue from Bucky's Barbecue in Greenville. And
had a big auction, silent auction.
Just kind of hung out for a few hours and ended up raising, I think, $26,000, if I remember right, which is incredible.
Your first event.
First event. And I think the other piece of it was in St. Louis, like Chicago's pretty close, and there's a lot of people that have to travel up there. Lurie is somewhat within the region. I think going down to Greenville, I mean, it's a whole different part of the country, and they don't really have any ties to it. So to see that,
we had to explain to them where Lurie Children's was and why we were doing this.
Yeah. Well, and you guys,
none of them had any idea.
You guys are probably also learning how to do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like someone just hands you a bunch of cash. You're connected to Lurie, and you're learning how to fundraise. You're learning about 501c3. You're learning about tax deductible donations. Does Lurie provide that support? Everything gets funneled through them via you guys and via the foundation?
Yeah, they're 100% behind us. They have all of the financial and tax infrastructure to take care of it for us. So
and all the money you're raising goes
right through Lurie. Yeah,
and,
so we
and you guys are not making money off this.
We are not a charitable foundation.
Costing you money. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
So I think we were just shocked by the support that we got. I mean, a lot of it was for us. But I think also people just saw what the cause was, and they were getting passionate about it.
And then you say, we want to do something in St. Louis. We want to do something in Chicago. And you guys kind of map out the rest of the summer. And while you're doing that, the website's running, emmasmemory.org. You're taking donations as well. How quickly do you see this thing start to take off? And then what was it like to, in the middle of your lives and working, running this and planning two major events, one at Busch Stadium, one at Arlington Racetrack, in two major cities?
I mean, really and truly, it was three. I mean, it was a whirlwind. I think we just didn't stop. We like fed on the energy of the people that were around us, the people that were willing to mobilize behind us. People were coming out of the woodworks willing to give us anything and everything. Whatever we asked, we were able to find somebody who was willing to donate something to help us out. And so we were just sort of living off the energy of the people around us. We were able to have a super successful event here at Ballpark Village. The team over at Ballpark Village were fabulous. We hosted another huge auction. I think the Cardinals actually won that day, so everybody was happy.
Emma was thrilled.
Emma was thrilled.
Go Cards. Goldschmidt coming for you, Kyle. Kyle's a huge Cub fan.
Yeah. Joe Madden, I think, said it right, where he was pretty mad at the Diamondbacks about, about that. I am too. But yeah, I think the event here was incredible. You know, again, still not in Lurie's backyard, and to see the support that we were getting. You know, we got to thank you for all the stuff you got.
All sorts of signed memorabilia.
And then you go and you have another event in Chicago. At this point, you're getting through the summer. What's it like to see that that number rise? And midway through the summer, let's say in between the St. Louis and Chicago event, where are you guys at donation-wise?
I think at that point we had hit a little over 100,000. So midway through the summer.
It was 6 months.
Yeah, we had two big Lurie sponsors, one giant 5K in the city, Move for Kids. You know, a typical Chicago May day, 40 degrees.
And raining.
Pouring
and
rain.
Maybe it was like snowing a little bit.
It was gorgeous. Great day to run a 5K, but we were, I think, one of the top five teams.
We were the top fundraising team that year.
Wow.
This yeah. year.
And then we did Run for Gus, which is put on by the Young Associates Board. Which
oh, no, we were the top fundraisers for Run for Gus,
yeah,
not Move for Kids.
Yeah, we were top five for Move for Kids. And then Run for Gus, I believe we were the top fundraising team. Sadie was the top fundraiser.
Nice
and
job.
And we probably got a lot of money through those races. But to see us get roughly 100, 150,000 midway through the summer was astounding.
So yeah, then in September, September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. So we wanted to host our big and final event in Chicago, home for us, home for Emma, and home to Lurie Children's in the month that mattered most to us, which is September, Pediatric Awareness Month. We hosted a huge event at Arlington Racetrack, which is a horse racetrack out in the suburbs. Another huge event. Lots of betting on ponies, but lots of raising money for pediatric brain tumor research as well. Another huge silent auction, which was also very successful.
Got a big donation in that one. One of our friends knows the owner of the Jaguars' daughter. So we actually got a very nice donation from the Jaguars Foundation
wow.
for that as well.
U of I connection?
U of I
connection.
Yeah. Yep.
I think I know. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's been an incredible year. The website, again, is emmasmemory.org. During this time of year, wanted to let people know some of the things that are important to me and really make you guys talk about what you're doing. I won't say what you've done, what you're doing for so many people. You've got merchandise up right now, from ties to beautiful little bows for little girls to
jewelry.
A couple
Cardinals bows, too, I think, there are still left.
Jewelry, some really, really cool stuff that all goes to the cause as well. I know there will be more events next year, but we're like a week and a half away from 2018 ending. February 2nd, 2018, Emma leaves. Where are you guys at right now in relation to your $300,000 goal? So you thought it was going to take 5 years, and it's been 8 months. It's been 10 months.
Yeah. I'll let you take it.
Yesterday, we actually showed up at Lurie Children's Hospital, and we were able to present them with a check for $219,000. We are over 70% of the way there, which when I say it out loud sounds even more crazy than it sounds in my head, but $219,000 is pretty incredible. We certainly could not have done it without the support of our family, our friends, strangers who we've met along the way who have become friends, friends who have become family, the doctors, the nurses, the team at Lurie Children's. We couldn't have done it without all of the support that we have behind us. But we're not stopping. We've got a long way to go. And I think at this point, with us as quickly as we've gotten $219,000, I think $300,000 seems like a little goal now. We're gonna keep going.
emmasmemory.org is the website. If you guys want to learn more about what Kyle and Sadie and their families and so many other people are doing, learn more about Lurie Children's Hospital as well. I know St. Louis has been a big part of what has happened and was a big part of Emma and is a big part of Emma and your family and will be forever. So, you know, I just can't thank you guys enough. Instead of bickering about the Cubs and Cardinals over a beer, I said, come by the radio station first. We'll do the beer later. And we'll talk about the amazing things you guys have done and are going to continue to do. So thank you so much. And yeah, I'll see you in a couple hours.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
man.
Chris.
emmasmemory.org. You can check my Twitter too, @CHRABE. Ben Fredrickson wrote an incredible piece over the summer about their connection to Anthony Rizzo. And just, this is what I wanted to talk about tonight. So I love you guys and just incredible. Two incredible families and incredible friends, and City of St. Louis again showing up and helping out. They're at $82,000 before the event at Ballpark Village. That was in June. The last weekend of June. And they presented the check to Lurie for $219,000 the other day in 10 months. Another great event coming up on December 30th for the Ali Hinkle Heart Foundation with El Monstero over at the pageant. Jen Hinkle and Kevin from El Monstero join me next on Sports Open Line.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.